Give thanks for the good days. When the traffic lights all turn green, when promotions come and bad habits are broken. Give thanks for warm meals and the company of friends. Give thanks for undeniable blessings and clear direction. When the music floods your soul and the worship songs flow without effort. Give thanks for coffee and clothing and hope that the two never mix. Give thanks for the mother who battles daily in prayer. For the father working three jobs. For the brothers and sisters who build blanket forts and read bedtime stories. Give thanks for sons and daughters and all our family who remind us of what truly matters. Give thanks for the stranger who holds the door open and the lifelong friend who holds you when life is broken. Give thanks for the hard days, for the phone call that brings life crashing down, for jobs lost and friendships fallen into conflict. Give thanks for the anger that reminds us we are human and the tears that express more than words could ever fathom. Give thanks, though the pain is overwhelming, your energy spent, your spirit fallen, and your only option is to fall to your knees before your Holy Father and cry out, God, please help me. For in that moment, His power is made perfect. His love is made evident. He becomes your strength, your comfort, and your salvation. Give thanks for the power of redemption, from Genesis to Revelation, for the endless promises of a God who would rather sacrifice His Son than give up on His children. For nail-pierced hands, for brilliant dawns, for the cool touch of rain and the simplicity of a quiet day. For all things great and small, let us give thanks.
Hey, welcome to Echo Church Online. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been so fun to see so many people, not only across the west side of Indianapolis joining us, but really across the state and beyond. We've had more than a dozen states joining in, and even Canada last week. So welcome, Canada. We're so glad to have you joining us. Locally, man, I'm just so proud of the Echo Church family. So many of you, you're giving online, you're connecting virtually with your Echo groups and with your dream teams. You're pursuing God through the daily devotional. You're praying for others. You're serving others. Man, I love the Echo Church family. I think we're going to look back on this season and we're going to see God's footprint on everything. So many of you last week even hosted watch parties after the original premiere, and I want to encourage you to keep doing that because it's helping your friends and family also watch this service. I said this last week, I want to say it again. Fill out the online connect card. All you have to do is text the word STEPS to 94253. We're practicing social distancing, we're home sheltering, all those things are happening, but we are not being relationally distant. We want to know how you're doing. We want to know the steps that God's leading you to take. We're here to walk this journey out with you. So at some point during the service, during our time together, grab your phone, text that, fill out the quick form, and let us know how you're doing. Hey, I want to lead us into a time of worship. And as we do that, earlier this week in the daily Bible reading plan, you can find that on the echochurch.cc app. There was a short little psalm, and I wanted to read it to you because it impacted me, and I think it'll help you worship today, even in the midst of everything that's going on. It simply says this: praise the Lord, praise God, our Savior, for each day He carries us in His arms. Don't forget that in the midst of everything going on, that God carries you in His arms. It goes on to say this: our God is a God who saves. The sovereign Lord rescues. God does. He saves and He rescues. God's moving even right now when we can't see it. Hey, would you pray with me as we begin? God, we thank You so much for today. You are a God who saves, a God who rescues, a God who carries us in Your arms. And Lord, it's our honor today to worship You. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy and all my days. Oh, yes, I will for all my days. Oh, yes, I will. I count on one thing, the same God who never fails when I fail.
Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us. Hey, just a quick reminder, at some point during our service, fill out the online connect card. Just simply text the word STEPS to 94253. Let us know how you're doing, the steps that you're taking. How can we be praying for you? Just let us know. Whether you're watching this on social media, whether you're watching it live or sometime after the premiere, we want to know. Let us know how you're doing. Whether you call Echo Church home, maybe you're joining us for the first time, we would love to know how we can be praying with you and the steps that God is taking you along the way. Today, we're in part five of a series called Dangerous Prayers. If you have a Bible, you can turn to Psalm chapter 139. We'll be there in just a moment. And, you know, to be honest, I've wondered several times over the past couple of weeks if we should kind of change our course and get out of this series and do something different. We started this series when we were all in person and worshiping together. And man, I just kind of keep coming back to this thought that I think we're in the right lane in this series called Dangerous Prayers. And we're praying a certain prayer every day at a certain time every day during the week. And I mean, I just want to stay in this lane for a little while longer because I think it's going to encourage us and continue to help us in the midst of all the challenges that are happening around us. And I love how so many of you have been praying outwardly for our community. So many of you went on prayer drives on Monday night. I'm just so proud of you. And I want to encourage you, keep praying at the same time every day. I have been praying at 6:33. It corresponds to Matthew 6:33, where Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and then God will take care of everything else. And I'm actually going to switch that up this week and I'm going to start praying at 7:14 a.m. And here's why. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it simply states that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I'll come and I will heal their land. And listen, we need God to come and heal our land. And so I'm going to pray at 7:14 a.m. This prayer we're going to learn this week, I want to invite you to do the same. Week one, we said, God, make me bold. And week two, we said, God, speak to me. Week three, we said, God, would you please open my eyes to see what you see? And last week, we said, God, would you break my heart so I'll care about the things that you care about? And I've been setting my alarm every day to those reminders. I want to encourage you to do the same. Today's dangerous prayer comes from Psalm 139. And listen, I just need to be honest with you. This is a really personal psalm for me. I mean, the whole chapter is amazing, but we're going to focus on the last two verses. And my very first pastor, the pastor that led me to begin following Jesus, his name was Dave Hoskins. And he was musically incredibly talented, just a great guitarist. He would sing as well. And he had this song, and I don't even know where he got it from, but he would sing those last two verses of Psalm 139, and he would sing it so often, and honestly just kind of stuck in my soul. And over the years, whenever I didn't know what to pray, I would just sort of pray and sing this song in my head, often out loud. Dave passed away about 9 years ago, and the passion in his heart, it still just rings true for me. And maybe you're in a place today where you don't know what to pray. All your emotions are all over the place. Listen, Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24. I'm telling you, they're going to minister to you today. Let's look at it together. It says this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts and see if there be any hurtful way in me. And then lead me in the everlasting way. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for these powerful words that come from David. God, to teach us how to lean into you. And we know we want to pursue you, God, but our heart and our emotions, everything's just all over the place, our thoughts. God, today, I believe you have something that you want to speak to us, Lord. And so help us to hear your voice and to listen. In Jesus' name, amen. Our dangerous prayer for today is just two simple words, search me. God, would you search me? It's a dangerous prayer because those two words will not let you stay where you are. So many times over the years, I've come back to this prayer and it kind of is like this, God, I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't even know what my next steps should be, but I'm turning to you. God, I don't even know my own thoughts, but you know me better than I know myself. And that's what this prayer is. Listen, it's a defiant prayer because it's defiant against confusion and fear. It's hopeful even when hope seems fleeting. And if you'll give me a few minutes, here's what I'm going to do with our time together. I simply want to unwrap what David is saying. There's something powerful here. And then I want to close showing what will happen in your life if you pray this prayer each day this week. David asked God to search him and to know his heart. He remembers the nearness of God. God, you know me better than I know myself. My emotions are all over the place. I need your help. Jeremiah 17:9 says that the human heart is so deceitful that no one can understand it. And I think that's true. And maybe you write down your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your desires. Man, maybe they're just all over the place. You're trying to remain faithful, but you're having a hard time. And I think this psalm is it's an invitation to get real with God. God will never force himself in, but God will always run to your side whenever you invite him. And that's what David is doing. David keeps asking. He says, God, would you deal with my anxieties? It's an acknowledgement that I'm not okay. Maybe you're like that today. You're like, I'm a flaming hot mess. Like I'm all over the place. And God, I need you. And I think that's what David's saying. And I want to challenge you today to get real with God. Maybe for you, you've got some pretty serious anxieties. Maybe because of what's happening with the COVID-19 crisis, money is a real fear for you. Maybe health right now is a fear for you. Maybe there's a relationship that's already kind of off course and all of this is just stirring that up. Maybe you're seeking a relationship that isn't there and you feel very isolated and alone. Maybe it's all the e-learning stuff. Come on, somebody. All the e-learning stuff is just throwing you off and home is just all over the place. It's a mess and it's creating anxieties for you. Maybe it's a recent failure. Maybe it's the unknown of how is all this stuff going to work out. Here's what I know about our anxieties. Our anxieties reveal where we have yet to rely on God. Another way of saying is this: where fear is present, trust is absent. Where fear is present, trust is absent. There's areas where we have yet to trust God, and those anxieties reveal it. But this prayer, what I love about it, is it realizes there's room for growth. God, I'm not okay. And that's not okay because I know you have joy waiting for me. I know you've got peace waiting for me. God, I need it. So I'm inviting you in to come and do your work and to bring your peace and to bring your joy. And that's what David's doing. But he doesn't stop there. He gets even more real. He says, see if there be any hurtful or harmful ways in me. And in other words, he's saying, God, if there's sin in my life, would you point it out? I mean, it's a pretty vulnerable prayer, isn't it? God, if I'm messed up in some area, my thoughts, my actions, my desires, like they're sinful, God, reveal them and straighten me out. But I think what God loves about this prayer is simply saying, God, I want to get better. I want to follow you. I'm not being prideful. I'm not putting up a wall between me and you. God, you get it all. And listen, I hope you hear this. This is a especially important prayer right now. When things are sort of all over the place in our lives and we're trying to put an anchor somewhere and trying to figure things out, we are prone to sin. You're prone to turn towards the wrong things. Maybe you'll watch something online that you know you shouldn't be. Maybe you'll get sucked into all of the media frenzy that's going on and it'll just bring out all of your anxieties. Maybe you'll start fighting with people at home. Maybe you'll start drinking too much, eating too much. Whatever it is, you know what it is. And if you're not careful, you'll start putting your anchor in the wrong place. And David is saying, God, my heart, it's prone to get off track. So if I'm off, Lord, please point it out. But this is where it gets powerful. When David says, search me and know my heart, know my anxieties, point out my harmful ways. He then says, then lead me in the everlasting way. David realizes that God made him and that God has a plan for his life. And so David says, you know my heart, you know my fears, you know my failures, and yet you still love me. You still have a plan for me. So help me go after that life. God, lead me in that everlasting way, that plan that follows close to you. That's where I want to walk and that's where I want to go. Listen, there's three things that'll happen. If you pray this prayer this week, every day, here's what's going to happen. The first thing is this: truth will come in where lies have been rampant. That's so important right now, isn't it? There's so much information that's going around. And here's what you're going to recognize. You start praying this prayer, you'll realize I don't have to be afraid because Jesus promised that he's already overcome the world. You'll be able to remind yourself, I'm not alone because God said he'd always be with me. I'll be reminded the Bible says if I need wisdom, all I have to do is ask for it. See, all of a sudden the truth comes in and the lies have to leave. Listen, when the media is trying to sell ad space and play on your worries, you can remember that God is still there, that God's still on the throne, that God is still good, that God is still kind. I want to remind you just simply to connect with your echo groups. You can still do this virtually, right? You can hop online, you can get in Zoom or FaceTime calls or whatever, Google Hangout, like you can still connect. And what I love about these groups is we help each other remember what's true and we begin to silence the lies. That's the first thing that happens. The second thing is this: it silences the many voices so you can hear the one. It silences the many voices so you can hear the one. There's so much coming in right now, and your head might be a flurry of what's going on. You're thinking about work, and you're thinking about money. You're thinking about e-learning, food and the shortages, and where are we going to get the next meal, providing for your family, for yourself. There's so much that's unknown, and everybody has an opinion, right? Listen, stay informed, stay smart, but you need to anchor into the one voice. If you pray this prayer, all of a sudden those many voices will become muted and you'll get to hear the one voice far more clearly. And here's what God will say to you. I love you. I know you. I know your situation. I'm for you and I'm fighting for you. I have not left your side. You'll hear God saying, this is the way. Walk in it. You'll be reminded that the Bible says that he will supply all your needs through his riches in Christ Jesus. Listen, get on the echochurch.cc app this week. You can do the daily Bible reading plan. We've even got some Spotify daily worship playlists there for you. You can listen to old messages. You're just allowing the voice of God to be louder and louder in your life. The first thing is that truth will come in and lies will go. Second thing is it'll silence the many voices so you can hear the one. And here's the third and final thing. This is where I'm gonna land the plane. Thirdly, if you pray this prayer, it'll make you life-giving when so many people around you need it. It'll make you life-giving. Listen, if I remember the closeness and the nearness of God and that he brings his truth and the lies fade out, I get to hear his voice and silence the many things that are flooding my soul. I start filling up with God's life, then I get to be life-giving. Listen, we spend so much time thinking about ourselves and our own problems, don't we? I can fall victim to that. That's why I love the prayer drive that so many of us did on Monday night of this past week. Our family drove around, and as we went to hospitals and businesses and schools, we would pull into these different areas or neighborhoods, and we'd start thinking and saying all the different situations that people were facing, and it helped us to pray. It helped us to have God's heart, to see with God's eyes all the different things that are going on. When we're taking God in, now we get to speak life into all of those situations. And you guys have been doing this as a church. We get to do this together. It's how we got to provide lunch for the Avon Community School Corporation. We're able to provide meals for Sheltering Wings, the domestic violence shelter over in Danville. We're partnering with Family Promise of Hendricks County to deliver meals or deliver groceries and prescriptions to those who can't get out right now. We're doing this together. We get to be life-giving when so many people need it. Listen, reach out to your groups, reach out to your teams, reach out to your loved ones. Let them know you're thinking of them. If somebody comes to mind, call them up, text them, let them know in that moment. Listen, there's a saying we have around here. We've said it since Echo Church launched just a little over 2 years ago, and it's simply this: with God's life in me, I can be life-giving in every situation. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. When you're tuning into God's heart in you, you can be life-giving. Listen, I want to encourage you this week. Pray this prayer every day. Those two words, Lord, search me. Lord, know my anxieties. Lord, help me see and point out my harmful ways. Then lead me in your way. God, bring your truth. Lord, would you bring your voice? God, make me life-giving. Now, I want to encourage you every day this week, pray this prayer and then do this. You got to do this last part. Pray this prayer every day and then every day do one life-giving thing. One life-giving thing for somebody in your house, for somebody outside of your house. Maybe you're going to call them up. You're going to find a way to bless them. You're going to send them a virtual gift card, whatever it is. Do one life-giving thing every day. Hey, as we close out, would you pray with me? Father, we thank you. God, we thank you that you are the life-giving one. God, we can pray this prayer, search me, when we don't know what to pray, when we don't know how to sort out all of our feelings, all of our thoughts. God, you love us and you meet us right where we are. I want to encourage you right now, if you sense that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, just pray that simple prayer, Lord, search me. God, know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. Lord, see if there be any hurtful ways in me. And then lead me in your everlasting way. Keep praying that prayer this week. As we continue to pray, I want to pray for another group of folks. Maybe you're watching this and maybe you call Echo Home, maybe you don't. But what you recognize today is that you don't have a relationship with Jesus. You're so absent of peace. You're so absent of joy. You recognize that you need Jesus in your life. And I'm just going to say this, why wait another day? Make today the day that you begin a relationship with Jesus. Listen, he'll come in and he'll flood you with his grace and bring forgiveness, but he'll also come and carry joy and peace. It'll be yours in a moment as you call on him. How do you do that? Well, it's just a simple prayer. I'm going to pray with you in just a moment. And I'd encourage you, let us know. Fill out that connect card, text the word steps, the 94253. Let us know that you're going to pray this prayer because we'd love to follow up with you and encourage you. Jesus died on the cross for you. Literally, when he goes to the cross, he's doing it for you to forgive you of your past. When he comes back to life from the dead, he's rising up to new life so that you can have a brand new life. When you say, Lord, I believe, Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior, and you're my Savior, you're forgiven and you're made new. Would you pray this prayer with me? If this is you, make this decision right now in your heart. God, this is me. And then simply pray this prayer. Would you say, Lord, I need you. God, would you come into my life? I believe you died on the cross to forgive me. I believe you rose up from the dead so I could have new life. And today I want to follow you with all that I have. God, would you walk with me from this day forward? In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you prayed either of those prayers today, Lord, search me, or God, I need you, I want to follow you, I want you to know that all of heaven is rejoicing with you. And as a church family, we're rejoicing with you as well. And I just want to say one more time, text the word steps, the 94253. Fill out that quick connection card. It'll take you 30 seconds. Just, you can do it even when we finish up the service. Let us know how you're doing, how we can pray for you, the steps that you are taking, and we will help you either connect, we'll help you grow closer to God. We want to walk with you in your journey. Hey, listen, I also want to encourage you, whenever this premiere is done, either at some point today or even this week, host a watch party. Let other people lean into this, right? Keep connecting with your Echo group and with your dream team. I also want to say this, and I'm so proud of our Echo families. Last week, so many of you either through the app or you hopped on YouTube and you saw all of those great resources that were there, that for your midtown or your uptown kids, you were able to do worship at home with them. I mean, it's so fun, so exciting. Listen, we'll have all of those services there and ready for you right now. So you can go watch those with your kids, stand around, dancing, laugh, and have a great time with them as well. Also, let me say this. So many of you are giving online, and we have such an amazingly generous church. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Not only do we get to keep doing, even in the midst of all this crisis, everything Echo is already doing, but we get to add to it because you all are so generous. And so I just want to say thank you. If you want to continue to return your tithes and offerings to God during this time, you can give online. Just simply go to echochurch.cc, or you can even click on the give button on our church's app as well. Listen, I'm honored that you would worship with us today. And we got one more song that we want to sing before we close out. And I'm just telling you, this song is going to bless you. I have a feeling that a lot of you are going to be singing this song on repeat this week. And so before we tune out, before we kind of hop off and run off to our week, stay tuned for this song. It's going to bless you. Thanks so much for worshiping with us. We'll see you next week.
Throne upon our praise here in this. chains fall, fear bow here now. Jesus, you change everything. Lives healed, hope found here now. Jesus, you change everything. 'Cause change